Blog Talk Radio.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Not another second or another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before, to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in me. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. Be strong. The feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me. But to know, Lord, that in you I've got victory. I need you. Not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day. Oh, oh, Lord. Please make a way. Oh, Lord. Oh,
good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who is the head of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to World by Gospel Connection. The scripture for this morning is Proverbs 3 and 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Proverbs 3 and 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am Pastor Donnell Douglas, along with none other than Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas. We're the host here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and we thank you guys so very much for joining us and being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection broadcast on this morning. We love you so much for that, and we really appreciate you, and we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you guys for being a part of today, just to yield your first fruit, which is the Word of God, which is to share in the blessings of God, to just come and yield to Him our first fruit on this morning, and we thank you for doing that with us on today. Amen. Listen, before we go any further, let us go into effectual, fervent prayer on this morning. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for just being God and being God all by yourself. Father, we glorify you this morning. God, we edify you this morning. God, we call your name mighty and we call your name great. Father, we understand and know, God, that it is in you we live. It's in you we breathe. It's in you we have our being. Father, we cannot do anything without you. Lord God, we look toward the hills which come in our help, and our help comes from you. And we thank you, Lord God, for coming, God, to rescue us this morning, God, throughout all of our ills and situations and circumstances. We thank you for being a loving and a kind and a wise God on this morning. God, we pray for those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. Our prayer this morning, God, is that you would show them in this hour, God, that you are mighty and you are strong in their situation. God, we pray, God, that the noise and pestilence that is speaking in their ear would stop, God, the chaos that is in their mind. God, we ask that you would cease the chaos in their minds. God, whatever it is that is hardening their heart, that's covering their heart right now, our prayer today, God, is that you would work it out for them right now in the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. We thank you, Lord God, and we glorify you and we magnify you in the mighty name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Grace and peace to you on today. And again, we're just excited about this morning. This is our Testimony Tuesday. Testimony Tuesday, those of you all who have a testimony that you would like to share this morning, those of you all who would like to share your testimony this morning, remember that number again. It's 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628 for you to call in to join in on the conversation. Those of you all who would like to share your testimony, or you just want to share how the broadcast has been a blessing to you, we are honored to have you guys come alongside us and to share that with us on this morning. Now, before we go any further, let us acknowledge the countries that are listening in this morning, and we thank you guys so much for tuning in across overseas, across this country. We thank you so much. We have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Ghana, we have Nigeria, we have South Africa, we have Jamaica, we have Germany, we have Saudi Arabia, we have China, and we have Hong Kong, and of course, we got the United States. We thank you guys so much. We're just excited about being able to share the broadcast with you and for it to come into your country, and we're hoping and praying that it is a blessing to you, that it is moving by your power, and moving by God is moving by his power and by his strength, and that he is speaking life and life more abundantly to you. He is giving you a hope to lie within, that desire to push and keep on going as you push forward in your day, in your week, in the rest of this year. We're praying for you guys, and know that we do know your struggle. We do know your struggle. We know the thing that is coming against your life. We realize that, and we understand that. We understand the plot of what's going on as you share the gospel, and we want to let you know that we are praying for you. We are interceding for you. We're in the trenches calling on the name of the Lord on your behalf, because we understand that this fight is not just an ordinary fight, but this is a great fight, because you guys are doing a great work, and it's not an easy task. It's not an easy undergoing that you're doing, and we realize that. So we're constantly and consistently praying for you until we can get over there and put our hands into your hands and touch and agree with you. We're praying on this end. We're praying on this end. And we thank you again so very much. We love you guys so very much. And we wanted to let you know that all of our countries, all of our partners over there. We thank you so much for just being there for us. We greet you with a great big God bless you, and we love you, and we pray the grace and peace of God be on your life as always. Listen, guys, we're going to do our PSA on this morning. And I told you, God, that God had been giving me a different way to do the PSAs on it. So here's our PSA for this morning. You'll find our PSA in 2 Corinthians 4, and that's verses 16 and 17. It says, therefore, we do not lose heart. Put a pen like that. Therefore, we do not lose heart. I'm sorry, y'all. I lost my train of thought. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. For our light afflictions, which are but for a moment, is working for us, put a pen right there, working for us a more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. We're going to take our salt from that little short portion of the A portion of verses 16 that says, we do not lose heart. Therefore, we do not lose heart. And then we're going to take that C portion, of verse 18 that says, for our light afflictions, which are but for a moment, works for us. I wanted to put into your hearing this morning that don't lose heart in this fight. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towel. Don't backtrack on this thing, because God is working some things out. I want you to realize that our outward man perishes. Yes, you know that's just the reassurance that we're still alive, that we're still living, because we're going to have some things that happen in our life. You know, every second of every day of every minute we get older, so a portion of us passes away. A portion of us, if you wanted to take this biologically and take it into a biological stand or take it into a microscopic stand. When you go and take your shower, those of you all who take your shower and you look down into the water after a long, hard day of being out at work, and you take that shower and you look down into the we look down into that sink, or you look down into the drain, there's that drain, that water is draining out, and you see the dirt that's coming off your body. Portions of that, you do realize is dead skin. The dead skin that's fallen off your body. That means that your outward man is perishing day by day. Those of you all who comb your hair, some of us, as we comb our hair, you can look inside your comb and you can see little flakes of hair. You ain't got a whole lot of hair that's coming out, but you got flakes of hair as you comb your hair. You see it falling out. Those of us who have a little semi goatee, and I looked in it the other day, and I got some gray hairs in there. And I started to realize that this outward man, it got some miles on it. But as I begin to look back, and I begin to understand that these gray hairs in this body of mine is reaching another level or going to into another year. I just celebrated a birthday this past week, and I'm sitting there and I'm looking at how long I've been in ministry and how long I've been here on this earth, and I've seen some of my friends leave here. I've seen some family members leave here. I've seen some situations and circumstances come through my life, and I see that my outward man is perishing, but the Bible tells me, he said, don't lose heart. And that's what I want to pass on to you this morning. I want to pass on to you this morning, don't lose heart. Even though you may be looking at your situation and it may seem as if it is so to the point to where you don't know what direction you're going to go in, know that God is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all. All we can ask or think. He is going to step in and do what he said he's going to do. He's going to move by his power, and he's going to move by his strength. He's going to build, rebuild, construct, and reconstruct every portion of our life. Don't lose heart. God has a plan that's already set up and orchestrated in your life. Don't lose heart. God has already named the time and the place that this thing that you're going through is going to end. Don't lose heart. People that have left you and left your side and walked away from you and scandalized your name and ran your name through the mud and said all types of manner of evil against you, don't lose heart. God has already set up and orchestrated some things to come to pass. Only thing you have to do is just continue, hold on and don't lose heart. God has already said what place you're going to walk into your blessing, what time you're going to walk into your blessing, what extremity that's going on the outside. He's already set up that place where you're going to get ready to walk into your fullness of joy. Don't even worry about it, because the enemy's desire, let me help you with what he want to do. The enemy's desire is to sift you like wheat. He wants you to lose heart. But guess what? God says don't lose heart in this thing. It's going to be it's bad right now. I know the coronavirus and all this other stuff and politics and all this stuff. God said, don't even look at that. He said, look at what I'm doing. If you keep our eyes focused on the Lord, if we keep our mind focused on the Lord, if we keep our hope focused on the Lord, he will move, my God, by his power and by his strength. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing we got to do is just trust him and walk in where he said you're going to walk in. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. It's waiting on you. Just walk in and don't lose heart.
Mm-hmm.
Now watch this here. Our A portion of verse 17 says, for our light afflictions are but for a moment, which is working, put a pin right there on working, is working for us. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to bless you to your blessed face. It says, for our light afflictions, which are but for a moment, is working for us. The Bible tells us, it said, all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. So that means that there's a word called symmetry. Mm-hmm. Symmetry is where you take two entities and they put them together and they work together. So what you trying to tell me, preacher? I'm going to help you real quick. Let me help you real quick. Symmetry, when you take that word symmetry, that means when they're walking out on you, walking out your life. And the death that happened when they walked out on your life, go come together, come on here, and it's going to work for your good. Oh, Lord. The loss of the job and the loss of the car is going to work for your good. It's two bad things that look like they ain't going to work together. But guess what? But guess what God has? God has took this word symmetry, and he placed it into my mind and into my mouth to let you know that he's going to take that thing and he's going to put it together, and he's going to make that thing work for your good. The way they talked about you and ran your name through the mud, when you get to the meeting, come here, it's going to work for your good. When they ran your name through the mud and talked about you like a dog, when you got ready to go do the interview, it's gonna work for your good. How they took everything that you told them and they ran and they didn't told everybody about what you were doing and how you did it and why you did it. Watch this here. When you get ready to speak before the people, God says, I'm gonna make that work for your good. Listen, everything you're going through right now is working for you. Oh Lord, I wish I had about two or three people that could just go around in the room and just say, it's working for my good. This thing right here is working, it's working, it's working. High five about two or three people and just tell them it's working. High five yourself and say, it's working for my good. I go through this because it's working for my good. I ain't going through this for nothing. I ain't going through this for naught. I'm not going through this just because I'm going through it. God has a plan, and it's working for my good. It showed up today because it's working for your good. Oh, Lord, have mercy. The ex-husband and the ex-wife acting a fool, it's working for your good. Your stepchildren and your real children acting a fool, it's working for your good. God has already taken this thing and caused it to work for your good. I wasn't intending to get that hype. Just wanted to be the PSA. But God told me to let you know, don't lose heart, because it's working for you.
Amen.
Stay planted. Stay rooted. Stay grounded. Stay in position. And stay in place. Yes, God. Stay in position. And stay in place. God has a plan for you. Even though it seems like right now, I'm gonna be frank and honest. I'm gonna be transparent. All hell is breaking loose right now. But you got to believe that even while the hellfire is going, come on here. Come here, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the fire has been turned up 7 times hotter than normal. Come on here. When you walk in, it's still, come on, my God, it's still going to work for your good. You can walk, this thing right here is working so to the point to not only are you walking into the lion's den, not only are you walking into the fire, not wrong. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Not only are you going up against Goliath, not only have Potiphar's wife lied on you, your brothers didn't turn their back on you. They didn't threw you in the pit. They didn't sold you into slavery. You didn't been thrown in jail. All of that. Yeah. It's working. It's working. For your good. They can run, but they can't hide from the Lord. And don't you fear shadow by side. Don't you fear. Because the Lord's eyes are everywhere, beholding the good and the evil. And they will have to pay the piper. If they hear you, at the end of this, they will have to pay the price for what they've done. That's our PSA for the day. God bless you. God bless you. I wasn't intending to go that long. But God bless you. Listen. Don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. Not today. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Not next month. Not next year. We're going into a new year. You haven't seen it yet, but I could promise you that we still got some time left in this year. If God said he's going to perform it this year, you can't lose heart right now. Because watch this here, your faith, come here, let's talk about faith for about 2 seconds. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to set it on your doorstep, and we're going to go to a commercial break. God bless you. Thank you for listening in. Listen, continue to listen in. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor that Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air, and to join us this morning and be a part of the conversation on this morning. God bless you. We look forward to you continuing to listen in.
Against your home, enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will
to your neighbor and tell them everything attached.
But look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your row, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't birth failures. God don't call you defeated. You are a winner. Yeah.
can you wait to see him? Somebody lift your voice and say, soon as I, soon as I get home. Come on, can we see it one more time? Everybody lift up your voice and let's practice what we do when we see our sister. I'm going to put on my robe. Come on, lift your voice, everybody.
A change has come over me. He changed my life, and now I'm free. Jermaine is coming at this time.
My life. Welcome back. Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Pastor Douglas, get your phone fixed. Take it off mute, sir.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Can you hear me now? Good morning. Hello, hello, hello. Hello. Can you hear me? Amen. Hello. Can you hear me? Hello. Good morning. Hello, 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 hello.
Good morning. Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Thank you guys so much for joining in and tuning in on this morning. We're just excited about what God is doing in this hour and this time. We just want to thank you guys so much for partnering up with us, you guys that are listening in across this country. We're just excited to have you guys come on board and do what you do best, and that is be a part of this on this morning. Listen, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Quarter Gifted Gifts. This is Lady Douglas's business. You guys that are looking for that perfect Calgon take me away moment, if you guys want to just relax your day away, these bath bombs are the perfect bath bombs for just a gift for yourself, or maybe Christmas is coming up. You guys can buy your Christmas gifts through Lady Douglas. You can reach her through either her email or her phone number, and the phone number is 346-381-8751. That number again is 346-381-8751. You could also go to CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. Again, that's CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. She has a sale that's going on right now, a 3-for-10 and a 2-for-7. She also has gift baskets that she is getting prepared to do as well for those of you all who would like to have this as a gift-giving venture that you would like to share as a gift on this morning. Listen, remember, you can get in contact with her through her email, which is CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com. That's CoraGiftedGifts34@gmail.com and 346-381-8751. Remember, those of you all who would like to partake of that, please make sure you get you give her a call, you send her an email. You can even text on that number as well. You could text her and she will be glad to take care of all of your bath bomb and gifting needs as well. And again, we thank you guys for patronizing her, being a part of the Quarter Gifted Gift Bath Bomb family, to partake of those of you all who have had your experience with these bath bombs. You know that this is a good product. This product is an excellent product. And please continue to reach out to her concerning those bath bombs. Also, guys, remember tonight on the Abba House International broadcast Bible service, there will be Bible study tonight. Those of you all who are a part of the Abba House tonight, remember, don't forget to join us tonight at 7:15 sharp. We're continuing our series on prayer, the lifestyle. Prayer, the lifestyle. God has just given me a divine instructions on how to share my prayer experiences. How is it that I pray, and to give to you guys the instructions that he has given to me to share with you about changing your lifestyle as far as prayer, changing the way you experience the prayer, how you get into his presence. And I'm just excited about it because This is something that is near and dear to my heart. I love prayer. I love going into prayer. I love intercession. Those of you all who joined us for intercession on last night, we thank you so much for being a part of the intercessory prayer on last night. That's just something that is so near and dear to me. I believe that the most important thing about prayer is that we have the conversation. That's what we're gonna dab into that a little bit this morning. But that's the conversation between you and God. It's so important that we realize that we understand. It's important that we understand how we go into a thing and how we come out of it. It's going to be determined how we're going to come out of a thing. And what we're going through a storm, when we're going through a trial, when we're going through a tribulation, when we're going through a heartache, when we're going through a pain, when we're going through a life-changing situation, it's important that we learn how to watch this here. We learn how to pray. And the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. Now, most people see that and they think, well, Pastor Douglas, how in the world do you pray and then have a conversation with somebody, or you live your life. That word without ceasing, that phrase, if you take that phrase and you translate that phrase and you dissect that phrase, that word pray without, that little phrase, pray without ceasing, is actually saying that take everything to God in prayer. Excuse me. That means that you take everything to God in prayer, even the smallest things. That's one of the things that I think that we sometimes miss. We miss the importance of taking the small things to God, just being thankful for the small thing. Lord, thank you for waking me up this morning. Lord, thank you for clothing me in my right mind. God, thank you for shoes on my feet. God, thank you for food in my refrigerator. And you begin to do that, and you start to think back about how God has brought you through things, and it transforms your whole mindset. As in prayer, you know, what are the things that I do before my feet hit the ground, before I even rolled out of the bed? Good, my first words out of my mouth. It may not come out of my mouth, but it's always prevalent in my mind. And I say, Lord, thank you for another day. Lord, thank you for another day. And see, it's just that's just how you start the conversation. Lord, thank you for just being God. Thank you for being peace. Thank you for being joy. Lord, thank you for me being able to get up and walk. We got aches and pains. Lord, thank you for the aches and pains, because there's somebody right now that can't feel nothing right now. Come on here. Let me help you real quick. You got somebody that's paralyzed from the neck down that don't feel nothing, and you feeling aches and pains. Thank God for the aches and pains. It got somebody that didn't make it through last night. Come on. Oh, let's talk. It got somebody in ICU right now, unconscious. Don't know. It's got people in the hospital right now that don't know their right hand from their left hand. They don't know the person. Watch this here. That they laid in the bed with last night. They can't even remember that person. So it is important that we realize that the attitude of gratitude, being just thankful, a thankful prayer changes your changes the whole dynamics of your life. Because watch what happened. The thankfulness make room for more blessings. If our children were not grateful for what we've done, we just continually just give, and our children are thankful. Oh Lord, thank you, Mama, thank you, Daddy, thank you, Grandma, thank you, Uncle, thank you, Aunt, and whoever's taking care of those children, and they don't have an attitude of thankfulness or an attitude of gratitude, the last thing we've done for them would be the last thing that we do for them. Am I talking to anybody? Because watch this. Just like it is in the natural for us naturally to want to be in a place to where we say thank you, amen. God wants us to be that way spiritually. Father, thank you. Thank you for what you've done in my life right now. I may not be where I want to be yet. I may not be experiencing what I want to experience. I may not even see. Come here, let me talk to you real quick. I may not see it like I want to see it, but I can guarantee you the more you thank God and the more you think about how God has been so good to you, you'll begin to understand, okay, God, you done brought me from a long way. So even if I don't see this thing today, don't mean that I ain't grateful. Because watch this, you done brought me through many a trials and you done brought me through many a tribulations. I done seen some good days and some bad days. I done seen some in-between days. I done seen some overcoming days. I done seen days to where I didn't know what was going to happen. But I began to understand that God is yet working on my behalf. It may not even make sense to you right now. Can I help you? The thing that you're in, the place that you're in right now, it may not make sense to you. It may not at any point, any time, come to you and you say, okay, you know what? Okay, I got to overcome this. Or okay, I've been through this, and I've been through it. It may not come to you right then and there. But then when it really matters to you, Because God will bring it to us in the most uncompromisable or the most ironic times. You know, he'll say, you remember I brought you out of that last thing that you was in. Come here, let me talk to you. You remember that last thing, that thing that you thought was going to kill you? Watch this here. You came out of that, didn't you? That thing that you thought that was going to take you out, you came out of that window, didn't you? That thing that was supposed to be leaving you for dead, guess what? You came out of that too. You remember the time when you stumbled and fell in that place, and that place that you stumbled and fell in, and that's supposed to have been the end of you? But watch this here. You still here. God will bring it up to us and let us know, you know what, even though it may not look like I want it to look, it may not feel like I want it to feel, and one preacher said it may not even taste like you want it to taste. But guess what? At the end of the day, God has already made a way for us. We shared that with you this morning on the PA with the PSA, that God has already set some things in order in your life. If we have the attitude of gratitude, if we just learn how to be thankful. Thankful in the small places. Thankful in the small. Thankful for the things that we would not normally be thankful for. You know, Lord, thank you for air to breathe. Lord, thank you. Thank you that I'm closed in my right mind. Lord, thank you I didn't lose it on this last thing that I was going through. I almost lost it. I almost topped off. Lord, thank you. Thank you for keeping me in a time to where nobody else could understand where I was at but you. It's the attitude of gratitude. Just being in a place of being thankful. God has a way to transition us. God has a way of transforming us, but we have to learn how to be grateful. Hezekiah Walker has a song called Grateful. And as they sing the song, it almost always brings me to tears, because it always calls me to reflect back on how many times God has just stepped in to my life and did something miraculous. If he didn't do nothing but shut the mouths of the naysayers, even if he didn't do nothing but put peace on my heart and peace on my mind, even if it wasn't nothing but pay the bill, even if it was to the point to where I prayed about a situation and I asked God, God, fix this for me. And he did just that. And see, one of the things that we have to learn in prayer too is this. Grandma used to say it. My grandmother used to say it. I'm pretty sure your grandma used to say it. Your grandma used to say it. Your mama's mama used to say it. They used to say this all the time. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. I almost shouted on that one. I almost kicked up my heels on that one. But he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. He will show up. God, if God got to create a 25th hour, if God has to create an eighth day, if God has to hold back the storm just a little while longer, if he has to let the water, if he has to keep the water from rising any higher, he'll do that until he get to you. He won't let that thing kill you. And see, the thing that we have to learn about prayer is prayer teaches us resilience. Come on, let me help you. Prayer teaches you resilience. Prayer teaches you how to be resilient. God, in that walk with God, in that prayer with God, it teaches you how to resist all the things that come, because the enemy going to throw all types of stuff, but you have to learn how to resist them through prayer. You got to learn. He said, there's no escape known unto man. There's no temptation known unto man that God has not made an escape for. There's nowhere, nothing that you go through that God has not made an escape for. Let me show you how you make your escape is made. Your escape is made through your prayer life. Learn how to talk to God while you're in it. The Bible says that he said before that passage of scripture even comes, he said, resist the devil and he will flee. We get excited. We get excited on the point where he says that there is no temptation known unto man that God has not made an escape for. But we forget to read that first portion that says, resist the devil, he will flee. That the resisting of the devil is our prayer life, where we learn how to talk to God in it. Lord, you know what? This thing is coming against my life. I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to share a little bit of my testimony. I was going through it. I was having a real rough time at it, and I was telling God. I said, God, I said, I don't know how I'm going to do this. He said, you already doing it. I said, what are you talking about? He said, you already doing it. He said, you talking to me. I said, okay, Lord, I hear you. He said, if you keep talking to me, the situation going to get better. He said, don't worry about what's going on around you. He said, I know it. I see it. He said, I see what you're going through. I see your tests. I see your trials. I see your tears. I see your heartache. I see your pain. I see what you experiencing right now. I see that the thing that's trying to come against you. I see all of that. I know for a fact that this thing is working out working in a place in you that right now that you don't understand or comprehend. But guess what? God says, I'm making it work for your good. I'm turning it around for you. Not only am I showing you who I am, not only am I working this thing out for your good, but I'm building you up in your most holy faith. See, prayer builds up your faith. Prayer builds up your faith. Prayer builds up the ability
Donald Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers featuring that girl, LeAndrea Johnson.
Listen, when a person becomes a believer, their spirit is made right. But sometimes the heart rim, the soul rim, the mind rim is a little slow getting the message because life has left a hole in it due to molestation, low self-esteem, abuse. But I came to tell you that God has come to heal the hole in your soul. My sister LeAndrea is going to help me with this story. Take your time, sister. Sing it for somebody.
Deliver me.
Rescue me from myself.
All I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody overthink a lot? Overthink a lot. That hurts you.
Hurt me.
That's right. Now let's take it up and cry out. Say,
Lord,
yes, sir.
Deliver me.
Take your time.
Because all I seem to do is hurt me.
Anybody out there got that message?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hurt me.
We should be finishing it, but I need you to just say it one more time.
Yeah.
Background. Say it again. Hold up. Rescue me from myself, from my overthinking. That's right. Now let's take it up, choir. Let's take it up. We're singing this for somebody. Get down on your knees and just say, if my people who are called by my name would just somehow get back down on your knees and pray and say, oh, this, anybody got it? Do I have a witness out there? Anybody need deliverance from yourself, from your overthinking? All right, this is it. I'm going to let you take it out, LeAndrea. Go ahead and talk.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you. Welcome back to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, guys, we're going to go ahead and go into our Overcomer Scripture and into our Overcomer's Prayer. And our Overcomer Scripture and Overcomer's Prayer this morning is Romans 10 and 9. It says, if you confess with your heart, which you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus has died and was raised, you will be saved. You will be saved. Listen, the Lord has been dealing with me with this coming to the place of just confessing him as your Lord and Savior. Just as a decree that we decree over your life, that no matter where you find yourself at today, that the connection to you, to the God that you serve on this morning, is possible. You may be going through a very rough patch in your life right now. Things may not be as wonderful as you want them to be. It may not be lining up like you want it to line up. It may not be functioning like you want it to function. It may not be the grandioso that you would like for it to be. But today, God has set some things in order for your life. Even though you may be in a place where you're captive right now by life, by the things of life. And sometimes we're captivated by the conversations that people have had about us, things that they've said about us. And then the enemy comes along, and the enemy, he waters those things in our head. He waters those thoughts and make us think that we're not worthy. To make us think that we're not worthy to be in that place to where God is embracing us for who we are. Amen. So this morning, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to just lend me your hearts this morning. Those of you all who are under the sound of my voice and you want to walk in that newness in Christ. You want to walk into that freeness in Christ, free from people's opinion. Free from the way people think, and that way you can focus on your salvation. Amen. Let me help you. Amen. The Baptist Church say amen. Lights and walls. Let's talk. You can be free from people's opinion about you. You are now free. Who the Son has set free is free indeed. You are now free from someone's opinion about you. You can walk completely and totally into your deliverance. You can walk completely and totally into your newness in Christ. And he will, without a shadow of a doubt, do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. He will do just what he said he'll do. He'll walk into our situation and cause our situation to work for our good. Can I be the bearer of good news for you? Can I be the strength on this morning? Can I build you up in your most holy faith that even in the midst of what you got going on, God has already wiped the tears from your eyes and given you the ability to walk into that place? So let us pray. Let us decree this over your life. Come on. Those of you all that are willing to lift up your hearts, lift up your hearts and your minds. Lift up your hearts and your minds tonight, I mean this morning. Come on. Come on. Father, in the name of Jesus, those that are under the sound of my voice on this morning, God, I pray. I pray for those, God, that are in the place where they have surrendered to you, oh God. God, they've lifted their hands, they've lifted their hearts. God, they've lifted their eyes, God, they've lifted their minds, God, toward the hills which come at their help, and their help comes from you. Father, we decree over them, God, that the scripture that you said they believe in their hearts and they confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord, that they will be saved. Father, thank you for being that safe place, God. God, that they can run in and be saved. They could be safe today. They could be kept by your power today. And be kept by your love, kept by your wisdom, kept by your understanding. Father, we thank you for walking in their lives even now, giving them to know that, God, you are not just able but well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they could ask or think. God, as they surrender this night, as they surrender their life, as they surrender their life today, God. God, our prayer, God, is that you would stop the noise and pestilence, all of the naysayers, God, from speaking, God, or God, the negativity that they speak in their lives, that they are now walking in complete and total freedom. And they know that their relationship in you is a real place. And they're able, Father God, to walk complete and total and whole in who they are in you. Father, we speak not to that place that have them captive. And we say, loose them and let them go. God, just as you spoke to the grave clothes that was wrapped around Lazarus, and you said, loose him. God, we say, loose to this situation. We call them free in their minds and free in their hearts, speak free in their speech. God, we call them free who the Son has set free. Free indeed. Thank you for giving them their liberty today. God, and as they receive this on today, as they receive this on today, thank you for creating in them a clean heart and a right spirit. And in the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Those of you all who have taken decree and received it on today, let us give you these three keys on this morning, these three keys on this morning, to help you along your way, to help you along your way. Number one, find you a church home. Those of you all who are looking for a church home, you could go on the internet and find you one. But it's a sad dog that don't wag his own tail. We here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection we're also the pastors of the Abba House International. We have a Bible service every Sunday. We have Bible study every Tuesday. We would be excited to have you guys be a part of our Sunday morning Bible service at 10:15. Just go on Facebook and like us on Facebook, and you will start getting the friend us on Facebook, and you'll start getting notifications about the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I'm sorry, about the Abba House International. You'll start getting that, and you'll get the notifications for the Bible study, because we have Bible study on Tuesday night at 7:15. Those of you all who want to be a part of the Bible study tonight will be doing so. You could send your friendship request, and we will most definitely get those friendship requests taken care of. Also, make sure that person that is up teaching the word, the man or the woman of God that is teaching the word, make sure that their life lines up with what they're saying. Amen. You want to make sure that person's life lines up with what they're saying, because they could be saying one thing in public, but in private, their whole private conversation is a totally different place. That's the reason why we tell people all the time, watch the life of the person that leads you. Amen. Watch the life of the person that leads you. Also, the next most important thing that you need to look at, too, as well, is get you a Bible. Get you a Bible. Get you a good King James Bible, whatever Bible. I prefer to read from different Bibles, but get you a good Bible. And there's many translations out there that you could get. There's the new NIV and King James, all of these different versions. Just get you a really good Bible and start reading that Bible. Start reading that word, because that word will take root in your life. The more you read the word of God, the stronger you get. The stronger you get, the more you read. Amen. The more you read, the stronger you get. Amen. God bless you. It'll bless your life. I promise you, it'll bless your life. It'll bless your life. So those are those three keys. Those are the three keys that we wanted to share with you on this morning. Also, remember, guys, those of you all who are looking for a relaxing bath experience, that Calgon Take Me Away moment, you can get in contact with Lady Douglas. And she will most definitely get back with you guys with the Cora Gifted Gift Bath Bomb. Those of you all who are looking for that perfect Christmas gift, or that perfect anniversary gift, or that perfect wedding gift, or you just want to share that gift with someone, you could get in contact with her at Cora Gifted Gifts, gift34@gmail.com. That's Corey Gifted gift34@gmail.com. You can also get in contact with her by going to 346-381-5187. You could get in contact with her that way. You could text on that number, and you could also call her on that number as well. And when you call her or text her, just let her know that you guys are looking for you're looking for the bath bombs. Again, that number is 346-381-8751. You could get in contact with her through that text or through a phone call to just tell her that you were interested in getting some bath bombs from her as well. Listen, guys, we thank you so very much for tuning in and being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection on this morning. We bless you. We glorify the God that is in you. We're just excited to have you part of our day, and we are part of your day, and we look forward to you guys joining us tomorrow for worship and Wisdom Wednesday. Again, that's Worship and Wisdom Wednesday. We will be on again to share with you the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And we look forward to you guys joining us tonight on the Abba House International Facebook page for our Bible study at 7:15. God bless you guys so, so very much. And we look forward to you guys joining us again. Now, remember, those of you all who would like to share into or sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, you can do so by going to $WGC2020. That's $WGC2020. Those of you all who would like to sow a seed, we're asking for seeds of $25. Those of you all who can that will sow, please feel free to go to that and sow in your seed of $25. Also, ladies and gentlemen, remember that we are having a blanket drive. Those of you all who would like to be a part of that, please let us know by contacting us through the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page. You can inbox us there on the messenger board that you would like to be a part of it. If you want to donate of the blankets, let us know. We've had to get them. We'll just come and pick them up. Those of you all who would like to sow, you could sow into either one of the cash apps. That's cash, that is the $The Abba House, or $Worldwide Gospel Connection. Either one of those two, we will get those funds, and we will use those funds to be allocated toward buying the blankets. And we also take the seeds that you sow into us and sow into others. That is what we do in our ministry. We believe in sowing the seed of reciprocity. When you sow into us, we sow into others, because we believe that that's the way it's supposed to be. We believe that when you sow into us, we sow into good ground, and then they sow into good ground, and they sow into good ground. That's how you create a harvest. Amen. That's how you create a harvest. Listen, God bless you guys. Thank you so much for being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And listen, remember always that the grace and peace of God is always upon your life. In the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer. Amen, amen, and amen.